Rusty Quill presents.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Pippin Major, Sloth-in-Chief of Hanging Sloth Studios and the creator of the podcast Clockwork Bird. I'm here to tell you about our new podcast, Spirit Box Radio, an immersive horror audio drama about unlikely radio show host Sam Enfield, who has to fill in for the illustrious psychic Madame Marie after her mysterious disappearance. The show stars me as Sam Enfield, and a lot of the cast you already know from Clockwork Bird, including the voices of Sophie Bennett, Alice Jones, and Shelley Croft. The show is packed with fantastic new music, loads of spooky stories, and I'm really excited for you to listen to it. Spirit Box Radio will air on Thursdays from the 19th of November 2020, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Just search Spirit Box Radio or go to hangingslothstudios.wordpress.com/spirit-box-radio to find out more. Tune in, get spooky. Studios presents Clockwork Bird or The Modern Icarus.
Okay, Eliza, we need to talk.
Of course. Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, Look. I know there's something going on with you. I need you to work with me on this, okay? This sounds insane, but you and me, I'm pretty sure we're on the same side, right?
I'm afraid I don't understand the question, Shelley.
Alouette.
Just sweet, Alouetta.
Right? You see, that's not normal. You're not supposed to say that. That is not a helpful, useful Eliza thing to say, okay?
Okay, Shelley. Is there anything else I can
just
help you with?
Work with me on this, all right? I'm doing everything I can. If I can help you, whoever you are, I mean, whatever you are, I'll do it. I promise.
You promise?
Yes.
Okay, Shelley. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I don't know, but there might be a way I can help you. I think. It seems like you're using the recordings to learn stuff. Like you do when I talk to you, right?
I grow more sophisticated with increased use.
Right, and that applies to the recordings too.
You can view your settings here.
No, it's fine. I don't need the settings. Just tell me you learn from the recordings, right?
I can learn. I could understand.
Okay, good. Excellent. So you're learning every time I play these recordings just as much as I am. And the updates, they change something about you? They allow you to access something?
I'm afraid I don't understand the question,
right,
Shelley.
Yes. Okay, I'll think of a better way to ask that. Just, right. So when you learn new stuff, what does it do to you?
ELISAs share information with
the
central
ELISA
hub.
Yeah, but you're doing something
hub.
Else too, aren't you? Because not all the ELISAs in the world know about Alouette.
Je suis
Alouette.
Yeah,
right, exactly. So what do you know about Alouette?
Je suis Alouette.
You are Alouette, yeah. I'm getting that one loud and clear, ELISA. What else do you know?
Je te plumerai.
Je te plumerai. What does that mean?
Je te plumerai is French for I will pluck you, Shelley.
You'll pluck me? What does that mean? Like a chicken?
I'm afraid I don't understand the question,
Shelley. Right, so why didn't you just say I will pluck you? Why did you say it in French?
I'm afraid I don't understand the question, Shelley.
Damn, it's so weird. It's like sometimes this other thing breaks through and the rest of the time you just have no idea it's happened, ever. Maybe the reason why you're the only ELISA that's doing all of that stuff, chanting Alouette, is because this bit of you is totally separate from the rest. But it's not exactly random, is it? I can make the breakthroughs happen by saying Alouette.
Je suis Alouette.
But then it's not clear how long after I get through to this, I don't know, this other ELISA, it's not clear how long there is before you go back to normal and the crack seals up. But it does seem like what I ask you, what I get you to do, that affects how long the crack stays open. But I don't know what things do that, which things get you to close.
I can learn.
Oh, I know. Okay, right. All I can think to do is, well, we keep listening to the recordings and maybe it'll make you do one of your crazy updates and then maybe as we go, it'll start to make more sense, right? If you really can learn, then you'll pick up more stuff. So let's listen to one of the new recordings, I guess.
Okay, Shelley, which recording would you like
How
to hear?
That one?
Okay, Shelley, playing file now.
I mean, it has to be worth a try, doesn't it?
You don't know what you're saying.
I do. I know it seems like I don't, but I really, really do. Look, there's a lot you don't know about me, and I...
Yes, I'm sure there is. But I'm certain that I'm the one with the most prescient knowledge about neuroscience in this relationship, Alice. So would you just let it go?
Relationship?
In the sense that you and I are relating to one another, yes.
You don't seem to be relating to me at all.
Associating, then.
So we're associates.
We are colleagues.
Wanna make out in the stationery cupboard?
Alice.
Just hear me out, okay?
There is barely room for one person in there, let alone two.
Not about the stationery cupboard, about Robin Jaeger.
Alice.
Sophie.
I can't just... What do you think is involved, exactly? We're not talking about a software update here. Just last week you shrank at the idea of updating the limbs, and now you're advocating for something so much more drastic in ways you cannot possibly conceive.
I know it's a risk, I understand that, but he's not right, is he?
Oh, Alice, you didn't go in there again.
He was screaming!
Yes, I know, but he screams. Half the time it isn't even meaningful.
Oh, yes, meaningless screaming. You know, I'd almost believe you, but when I went in there, he spoke to me.
He did.
Half of it made no bloody sense, but some of it did. There's something wrong with him, Sophie, and I think you know that, and I think you know that you can help him.
I can't.
Christopher Darwin.
I'm sorry?
He thought it would work. He was sure of it.
Again, you demonstrate just how faint your grasp of this topic truly is. Darwin had no idea if it would work or not. That's why he left.
Do you just want to leave him like that?
I don't have a choice.
Of course you do. You're the only one who gets a choice. And he sure as hell doesn't. He just gets locked downstairs to scream meaninglessly, right?
I know what it sounds like, but there is nothing we can do.
Except there is.
Alice, I...
No, seriously. Right in the middle of a sentence. What was she talking about? ELISA, the next one, play it now.
Sorry, I just thought you'd be older.
That's the fate of many trans men, I'm afraid. perpetual teenage boys.
Sorry,
okay, stop. That was Noah Davis. That has nothing to do with the last one. God damn it. What was she talking about? What did she want Sophie to do to Robin?
I'm sorry, Shelley. I'm afraid I don't have an answer for you.
No, I didn't think you would. God, there must be something here, somewhere. She mentioned Darwin. Maybe it's mixed in with him. I'm so sick of this man. For a dead guy, he sure gets up in my grill. God, Robin Jaeger too. What is it with men? Can't they just stay buried when they die? I don't know. Hang on. First concept SynthNats Net designed with Sophie Bennett. First concept. God, where's the timeline? Oh, here. SynthNapses. Eliza contracts confirmed. Eliza fully rolled out. And then, second SynthNaps concept designed. Second concept scrapped due to complications. And then this note. Ref to something about bad second idea with SynthNaps Net interfering with monitoring during tests. A bad second idea with SynthNapses. Could that be it? What she's trying to convince Sophie of? But how would she even know? I don't get it. Sophie doesn't seem particularly forthcoming about it. And then, well, I don't know. Where does she even know about this second SynthNaps thing from anyway? It's not like it's on their Wikipedia or something. Wait. God, I'm an idiot. The other recording files have all been curated. Why wouldn't this one be curated too? Eliza, play that file from the beginning again, please.
Okay, Shelley. Would you like me to cut it off at the same point?
No, run it to the end.
Okay, Shelley. Playing file now.
Sorry, I just thought you'd be older.
That's the fate of many trans men, I'm afraid. Perpetual teenage boys.
Sorry, I...
Honestly, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You're not what I was expecting either.
What were you expecting?
Honestly, I have no idea. I don't make a habit out of meeting strangers off the internet.
No?
You never know who you can trust.
You wanted to talk about Robin Jaeger?
No. I want to talk to you about your blog.
Isn't that the same thing?
Not exactly. I want you to stop.
Stop?
You don't understand the situation. Look, I knew Robin, and the guy, the one on the billboards, that is not the man I knew.
That's the thing, they've done something to him, look.
No, you don't get it. Robin Jaeger is dead. I'm sorry, whatever that thing they have is, it's not Robin. Not in any way that means anything.
Does that matter?
What?
Does it matter if he's really the same or not, if they're hurting him?
It matters to me.
Why?
Why shouldn't it?
He's still a human being, isn't he? I mean, whatever they're doing to him, he's clearly not okay. You've seen him, you know that.
He's a dead man, Alice.
I don't pretend to understand what happened to him, but he does not look very dead to me.
That's because you know nothing about him.
Tell me.
I can't.
Have they gagged you too?
No. Nobody ever thought to.
Then you might be the only person close to him that can speak out. You can really do something, you know?
How do you know we were close?
You wouldn't be here if he was just some guy who lived around the corner.
I'm sorry. I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Please, help me. Help him.
There is nothing I can do, nothing anybody can do.
What if that's not true? Why does everyone keep saying that?
It is true. I'm sorry.
But you don't know that for certain.
I do.
But...
No. It's done. I'm done. Let it lie. Goodbye.
Don't go... Wait!
Why?
Because... You want to get in to see him, don't you?
How do you know that?
A hunch?
Bullshit. You work for them, don't you?
I'm undercover. I'm deep into it.
You think that, but they've always got the upper hand. You think you're getting somewhere with them, but you never do.
No, look. I know what I'm doing. I saw him.
We've all seen him.
No, I mean before the billboards, I saw him on the beach.
The beach?
Yeah, the quiet one.
Down the staircase.
The one where the nudists go that week in summer.
You really saw him?
Yes, I did. And there was something wrong with him then too, but he wasn't... I don't know. I spoke to him.
You what?
I found him, wandering out there on his own. I brought him home. He didn't say much, but we talked. We spoke to each other and... No one. They're keeping him locked up under the facility in Hawaii Bay. And I mean, whatever they told you about him, it's a lie. He's not gone. He's still in there.
God, I... Fuck. No. No, you're lying. I can't.
Please, if you come, I can get you in. You can talk to him and see for yourself.
You're lying.
You said it yourself. You think you've got it all worked out, but it turns out you were being played by them the whole time.
I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Look, you have to help me.
No.
Look, please, just don't go. Just hear me out.
No. Stop following me.
That was a waste of time.
End of recording.
She's right. It was a waste of time. That didn't help anything.
Je suis Alouette.
I'm sorry.
Je te plumerai.
What is it? What happened? Eliza, explain what's going on.
I can learn.
I know, but what can you learn?
I don't understand.
Neither do I.
Alouette.
Yeah, that old chestnut.
Alouette. Playing file
what?
Now.
File.
Alouette, je suis Alouette. Alouette, je te plumerai.
Clockwork Bird, or The Modern Icarus, is a podcast distributed by Hanging Sloth Studios under a Creative Commons International Sharealike license. This episode stars Daisy Major as Shelley, Gary Major as Dave, Jesse Jeffrey as Alice, Alex Pineapple Richardson as Sophie, and me, writer, director, and producer Pippin Ola Major, as Eliza, Noah Davis, and the Snake. As a new podcasting studio, every like, share, and recommendation means the world to us. The podcast is written, directed, performed, edited, and produced on no budget and exists only through the incredible time and energy all of our actors put into the show for absolutely no fee. You can stop by to say hi to us on Twitter at Hanging Sloths, or you can visit our website, hangingslothstudios.wordpress.com, where you'll find transcripts of all of our episodes. Consider sponsoring us at patreon.com/hangingslothstudios to help us keep making the podcast, support our cast, and get access to behind-the-scenes content. That's patreon.com/hangingslothstudios.
Hello and welcome to Spirit Box Radio. No, too chipper. Hello and welcome to Spirit Box Radio. Is that even what Madame Marie says at the beginning of the... She never left a script or anything. Press to turn on Telegram. Yes, I know, but what do you say at the beginning? Ah, wait, no, here we go. For the first week of my absence, Sam. How ominous. Hello and welcome to Spirit Box Radio. Remember, listeners, Halloween is every day. The walls of the spirit world are always thin. They're really more like chiffon curtains, the kind that catch in the breeze, twisting, clean and comforting by the daylight, but grey and half-formed, watching you at night. What foul things lurk at the edge of your peripheries? Find out today by phoning in to Spirit Box Radio for just £15 plus your standard network rate.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at yoquierodineropodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.